My Three Sons, starring Fred McMurray and as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
Don't put the eggs on the bottom. Chip!
Hey, man!
Hi, you guys.
How long have you been working here?
Oh, a few days.
Well, how come?
What's wrong with working? You guys better move on. She gets hacked real easy. No kidding, Uncle Charlie. I need this job.
Oh, that's great. Good job. Here, daughter, you take this.
Come on, Chip.
Honey, don't you think I ought to send this to the cleaner? It's all wrinkled.
Okay, just have them sponge and press it, huh?
Sponged and pressed? That went out with the streetcar. Hey, by the way, did you talk to Chip tonight?
No, I didn't get a chance. I guess he went over to Polly's. Why?
Well, he's a box boy at the supermarket.
He's going to school all day and working. He still is going to school.
Oh, yes. I did get that much out of him. Just said he needed more money.
Probably needs a new carburetor or something for his car.
Or else. Aren't you going to ask me or else what?
No.
Smart man. I'm not so sure I have an or else.
Hey, Margaret, something's wrong.
Tom, will you please lower your voice? They can hear you in there. And what could possibly be wrong?
All that studying is not healthy. Oh, they're quitting the studying.
Chip and I are going down the malt shop and get a root beer or something.
Oh, you're going to get a root beer, eh?
Yeah, Mr. Williams. You can only study for so long, and then your head gets kind of mushy.
Yeah, well, we don't want any mushy heads. You'll be home in an hour. I want you home by 11.
Tom, she's in college.
Oh, right. Richard doesn't want her to get sick from lack of sleep, do you, Richard?
No, sir. I'll get her home early.
Margaret, I can't stand watching that boy put his hands on her.
Oh, Tom, they're only holding hands.
You think they're going for a root beer, Margaret? Is that what you really think?
Yes.
Mrs. Douglas, I'm sorry to bother you, but may I talk to you?
Yes, of course. Come on in.
First of all, I want you to know I think Chip's the finest boy I've ever met.
Thank you.
And I find myself in the peculiar position of defending my own husband. You see, Tom dotes on Polly to the point where nobody is good enough for her. He just refuses to accept the fact that she's a young lady and not a baby.
What's happened, Mrs. Williams?
Well, this morning, I was cleaning out Polly's dresser, and I'm not so sure that Tom's suspicions weren't correct.
Bank book. Joint account.
Apparently, Chip and Polly opened that 3 weeks ago. Both names. Both names, Mrs. Douglas.
Are you saying they're married?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think we ought to ask the children. I mean, they are sort of engaged. Looks like they're saving up for the day that they finally do get married. Looks like it might be some time. They only have $90.
You know, it's funny. I was building up to an absolute panic, but just talking to you has set the whole thing back in place. Thank you. I'm sure it's what you say it is. They're just saving up for the day when they do get married.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Would it be so terrible if they were married?
Not for me. As I told you, I love Chip. But if Mr. Williams finds out about this bank book, I'm just not sure what his reaction will be. He mustn't find out. Not yet, anyway.
Thank you. Richard? What are you doing here?
I work here, Mr. Williams.
Why didn't anybody say anything?
I don't know. I didn't tell my parents either.
You didn't? Why not?
I don't know. I just figured I could use a little extra money.
Why do you suddenly need a little extra money, Richard?
Well, I guess I'm beginning to feel more responsible for stuff. I think the line's being held up, Mr. Williams.
You feel responsible. Responsible for what, Richard?
Can we talk about it later?
Well, that's an excellent idea, Richard. I think we'd better talk about it later.
But why should it bother you, Chip?
I don't know. Mr. Williams tried to make it seem like some sort of a crime that I was working at the market.
But why are you working, Chip? I mean, you've got a pretty heavy workload at school.
Sure, but Polly and I opened up this bank account so we could save up in case we decide to get married someday.
A joint account?
Yeah. I give her the money and she puts it in the bank. Why should Mr. Williams get so hacked just because I'm working?
Because he wouldn't be going to school and working and hanging around here both day and night if there wasn't a reason.
But, Tom, maybe he's just an industrious boy.
Industrious, my aunt's bustle. Now, what's going on, honey? You can tell your dad.
Nothing is going on, Papa.
Now, you two kids wouldn't be saving for something wild like getting married, would you?
Well, would that be so awful?
Romeo and Juliet were 15 when they got married.
They didn't get married.
Oh, yes, they did. They were married secretly by that priest, that friar, what's his name?
What did Shakespeare know about Polly and Richard?
He knew enough about fathers to know they try to break marriages up.
Pauline!
She only means... Mama, please. Face it, Pop, I'm a woman. And I want to marry Chip. All my life, you've never trusted me, and I've had to sneak behind your back. Now I've got something to show you.
Margaret, follow her. She must have a fever.
She doesn't have a fever. She means every word she's saying. And if you ask me, it's just about time.
Chip and I opened this about 3 weeks ago.
A joint account? I'll get the back door. Good night, folks.
Good night, Charlie. Charlie.
A little early for the milkman, ain't it?
Hello, Mr. Douglas.
I've left home.
What's up, Dad?
Nothing, honey. Go back to sleep. Chip, Polly's downstairs.
Huh? Man, Dad, what's she down there for?
She brought a suitcase. It seems she's left home. She wants to talk to you. Ernie, where are you going?
Well, down to help Chip. There's nothing handier than a sibling when you're in trouble.
Will you get back to bed, please?
Okay. But he's blown a chance for some pretty expert brotherly consultation.
You take that chance, Ernie. Good night.
Did I do a stupid thing, Mrs. Douglas?
You're not a stupid girl, honey. So I'm sure you realize you're going to have to face your parents sooner or later.
Polly?
Oh,
Amen, Polly.
I had this terrible fight with my father, and I didn't know what to do. I came here.
I think maybe Chip and Polly would like to talk this situation over by themselves.
Why?
Steve's right. It's a problem they have to work out alone.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Before everybody gets noble, maybe the kids need some advice.
I don't think so, Charlie. If they're old enough to talk about an engagement, they're old enough to handle this.
Yeah, but where are they going to talk? If they're in the kitchen, I can hear them in my room. And they can't go up to Chip's room because old big-eared Ernie is up there.
Charlie, if we left here, they'd be alone, wouldn't they? Good night.
Good night.
If you kids want us for anything, we'll be upstairs.
Okay, now, tell me what happened.
Ernie.
I was just coming down for some water, Dad.
Did the faucets in the bathroom dry up?
I forgot about those.
Back to bed. Well, for two people who are practically tongue-tied, they're certainly talking a long time.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm surprised that Williams hasn't shown up.
And he probably will, and there'll be quite a scene.
After we had this terrible fight, I went to my room. I got to thinking about us. So I packed and climbed out the window and came right over. Oh, Chip, let's elope this minute.
Hello? Man, Polly, I couldn't do that to my family.
Don't you love me?
Well, sure. My dad would never understand it if I just upped and eloped.
Chip Douglas, when a woman says, don't you love me, to a man, he doesn't just say sure. He tells her how much he loves her and he'd do anything for her.
Polly, are you sure you don't want to elope just to get back at your dad?
How can you say such a thing?
Well, for one thing, you just had a fight, and then you show up here with a suitcase.
That's because I thought my fiancé was the only one I could trust.
Well, yeah, but you got to see your dad's side of it. He hates to lose his only daughter, so he hangs on a little too tight, maybe.
Chip, I just don't believe this.
Yeah. Well, isn't eloping on $90 a little dumb?
It's not dumb. It's romantic. And a man who really loves a woman doesn't count money.
We sure haven't got much money to count.
Why don't you just write it on a wall somewhere, Chip?
Like what on a wall?
Chip Douglas hates Polly Williams.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
What do you care?
Man, Polly, I do care.
Man, Polly, why don't you quit saying man and act like one? Chip Douglas, I never want to see you again.
Was a door slam.
Dodie, Bertie, get back to bed now.
Was that a sonic bloom, Daddy?
No, Dodie, I don't.
Well, good night, you guys.
Hurry. Now, no talking, no probing, no questions, no anything. Do we understand each other?
Man, Dad, how am I going to find out what happened? Oh. Look, I'll tell you what happened. Chip and Polly had the wildest beef you ever heard. First, she said...
Good night, Charlie.
What do you mean, good night, Charlie? I'm trying to tell you something.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night, Charlie. That's all I get around here. It's good night, Charlie. Good night, Charlie.
Is that a sonic bloom?
No. Good night, Dodie.
Come on, Dodie. Back to bed.
You don't have to worry about me talking or anything, Daddy, because I never know what's going on around here anyway.
Well, it seems Chip and Polly had a big argument.
And?
And she went out and slammed the door.
And?
And that's all I know, honey. Good night.
Well, what was her argument about? Why did she leave home? Now, Steve and Douglas, don't pretend you're asleep. You're just as curious about Chip and Polly as I am.
Concerned, honey. not curious. Good night.
Good night, hon.
We just can't go to sleep without settling this thing, without straightening things out. You yelled at me. I'm willing to forget it.
Papa, you can stop talking.
Now, you hold on, young lady.
I hate Chip Douglas.
You do?
I never want to see him again.
You don't? That's a nice, sensible girl. Get some sleep. Good night, honey.
Tom, I heard you get out of bed.
Margaret, you tell me that I have a big mouth, right? And you tell me I don't understand my daughter, right? Well, I must be doing something right, because my daughter just told me that she hates Chip Douglas and she never wants to see him again.
Oh, I don't believe...
No, check it out in the morning. She wants to get some sleep. You see, Margaret, I don't talk to Polly just to hear myself talk. You see, I put in psychology. I try to pick the correct phrase.
Oh, yeah, Chip. Rob and I had a terrible fight when we were going together. As a matter of fact, it was a week before the wedding.
Oh, no kidding?
Really?
How come Polly yelled at me like that?
I imagine that she yelled because you didn't react the way she pictured. She must have thought the romance of the thing would sweep you right off your feet. Instead, you pointed out that you only had $90 in the bank. You were being practical. She had stars in her eyes.
Yeah, how could she want to marry me one minute and holler at me the next?
Well, she's in love, Chip.
Well, how would you like to go to Rome?
Hi, honey.
Well, what should I do, Katie?
Go pick her up at school. Tell her you love her. Tell her to cool the elopement for a while. Say silly things, romantic things. Tell her some jokes. Just don't let her get away.
I can catch her right after late chem lab. Thanks, Katie. Oh, hi, Rob.
Poor Chip.
And never mind about poor Chip. Didn't you hear what I just said?
Did you say something about Rome?
I didn't say Glendale.
Rome?
Rome!
Where will you stay, Rob?
Well, the Italian affiliate is making all the arrangements. All we have to do is show up on that empty plane.
Empty plane?
Yeah, Rob says it's a terrible waste, but all they want is the plane over there, not the passengers.
Well, why don't you come along, Uncle Charlie?
It'll be a little difficult, but I think we can spare you around here for a few days.
No, barging in ain't one of my specialties. No.
Uncle Charlie, there's no barging into it. We'll all fly over there together. I'll be busy at the Italian plant. You can look up your friend, and then we fly home together.
Oh, do it, Uncle Charlie.
Come on, Uncle Charlie.
Sure, go ahead.
Listen, why not?
Good.
Have a great time.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Steve. I'd like to have a little talk with you. It might be the last one we ever need to have.
Oh, well, then come right in, Mr. Tom.
Steve, you think we could talk privately?
Sorry, Dad. We were just on our way anyway. Uncle Charlie, don't you back out of that Rome trip. I'm going to put you on the manifest Monday morning.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Kitty. Rob?
How private is this talk, or shall I cool it someplace else?
No. This is a family thing, so you just stay put if you'd like. I had a little talk with Pauline last night, in which I pointed out the nonsense attached to getting married at such a young age. And the upshot was this. She doesn't want to see Chip anymore. But Chip may not accept this. I know I wouldn't have at his age. But boys are pursuers. Therefore, I'm going to ask your cooperation. You know, just have him stay away for a period of time.
Just a minute, Tom. Chip, would you come in here, please?
Hello, Papa. Chip and I are doing homework.
What happened to last night, Pauline?
Oh, that was just a lover's quarrel.
If you want me to get Polly home early, we better get back to work, Mr. Williams. Okay?
Would you like a cup of coffee, Mr. Williams?
Very, very strong.
I'll make it. If I'm going to Italy, I'd better get used to making espresso. Nothing stronger than that.
This Saturday night, TV Land invites you to experience I Dream of Jeannie in VertiVision, the modern miracle marathon that makes once-a-night watching obsolete, because VertiVision stacks different episodes of Jeannie back-to-back all night long.
Is that not clever?
This Saturday night, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, only in TV Land.